And we'd pick them. They'd have them picked and put up, shelled out, and put up to eat in winter.
And how'd you put them up?
Well, they used formaldehyde to keep the weevils out of them.
So you put them in what? Jars?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In crockers, jars.
Mm-hmm. You shelled them and then put them in the formaldehyde.
And the butter beans, I forgot to mention that. Mm-hmm. She'd always raise a lot of butter beans. Mm-hmm. And now she'd just leave them in the shell. Seemed like that the weevils didn't get in them like they did the peas.
Mm-hmm.
And
any yellow vegetables?
And we'd shell them out and we got ready to cook them. Well, we just go get so many of them and shell them out.
Mm-hmm.
And English peas, she'd raise two kinds of English peas, the early and the late.
Okay.
Later on in life, she even grew carrots.
Yellow vegetables? Any of the yellow vegetables?
Carrots. All. And that was later on after I was married before she knew about carrots.
Mm-hmm. Any squash?
Oh, yes. She always raised squash.
Which kind did she raise?
She raised the white pan squash.
Mm-hmm. And, I'm trying to think what else. What kind of corn did you raise?
White and yellow.
Which was your favorite?
We had the sweet corn.
Because I was.
Uh huh. To eat mostly, and then grow a lot of corn, put in a barn, feed the stock. And as I said, they'd take that corn, shell it off. My father would go out there to the barn, in this barn, and where the corn was. And he'd pick out the nicest ears, and he'd, at the end, if there was any bad grains or anything right at the end, he'd shell that off. We'd feed it to the chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd shell the corn at first by hand, and later he got a corn sheller.
Mm-hmm.
Just for that purpose, that you could put a cob of corn in and just turn it around and shell it into a box.
Mm-hmm.
Take it to a grinding mill and have it ground into cornmeal.
And then what did you use your cornmeal? What did you make?
Just cornbread.
Just cornbread?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make any other kinds of breads out of it? Or
no.
Different ways to fix it? Just that one?
Just
time?
Cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Some people done other ways, I guess, but we
yeah,
didn't.
I just wondered how many different kinds. What other breads? Did your mother make her own breads? I guess she did.
She just made biscuits. My grandmother made yeast bread.
Mm-hmm.
And we just tickled to death. After my grandfather and grandmother got old, people in those days couldn't live by themselves because they didn't have any conveniences, you know. And so they broke up housekeeping, and they came in, and they had three children living. They had four children, two girls and two boys. And the older girl was teaching, the younger girl was teaching her first school when she came home sick, and she was teaching there at the mother's schoolhouse. Papa bought the mother's place when he went to Texas, and they called it the mother's schoolhouse. And she was teaching there. And she came home one afternoon sick with a fever. And she died with typhoid fever when I was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Then that just left three, two boys and one.